Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
We have to wear it almost every day. You get it for a couple of hours, not even a couple hours, 15 minutes. You over here, why do I get tired?
And Chris Ello.
Apparently, they've been caucusing in their own corner.
Would you either like to give us a definition or a spelling of caucus?
I don't know if I can give you a spelling, but I can certainly the definition.
I know how to spell it.
I'm pretty sure Scraby spells it C-O-C. Because that's what he seems to. For whatever reason,
Chris,
your mind goes in that direction.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Top of the hour to you, and happy Tony Gwynn Sr.'s birthday to everybody out there. 3:01 is the time. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3, The Fan, rolling towards 5:30. We got a lot of phone calls out there. Tony had to step out. He's got so many things he's got to get done before the game. But we are going to take more of your phone calls. If you're online, you want to talk about Mr. Padre, more than happy to do so. You know, I'm not his son, Scraby. But I think I can hold my own in Tony Gwynn conversations pretty well.
Okay.
I knew Tony Gwynn Sr. well before Tony Jr. knew him.
Well, yes, because right? you're older.
Yeah. That sounds weird.
Did you? Yeah, you knew Tony Gwynn Sr. in college.
I did.
And you
That's
were...
the first time I met him. Actually, we were. I was living out in La Mesa, and it was a Saturday. And he came by to hang out with some of his buddies on the basketball team who lived in the same apartment complex as I did, and came walking up as I was going out for a jog that night. I remember it very well, and said, "Hey, Chris," because he recognized me from the baseball team. We'd been working out and practicing, but it was still basketball season, and asked me if I wanted to come by and join them after I got back from my run.
Wow.
And that's how I got to meet him and get to know him pretty well. But that was his, like we talked about in the first hour of the show, that was Tony Gwynn Sr.'s specialty, was making you feel welcome and a part of the group, even if you didn't even barely knew him, you know. And I was lucky enough to get to know him pretty well after a while, but that's the first time I ever, you know, spent any time talking to him. And as a freshman on the baseball team, and he's an All-American, he could have just kind of walked by me.
That's what I was just
and said,
thinking.
"Hey, aren't you on the baseball team?" And I could have said, "Yeah." And he could have gone, "All right, good to see you." But he didn't. He made me feel a part of everything.
I wonder if that was his
welcome me in.
I wonder if that was his way of like testing you, like, let's see what this guy can do.
I don't know, but I had a great time that night because I got to hang out with all the guys on the basketball team that I was going out to see play basketball. Because a lot of people, I don't know that anybody forgets, but it's not top of your mind. That Tony Gwynn Sr. was an outstanding basketball player at San Diego State.
Does he still hold the assist record?
He still does. Yes, he still holds the assist record, and it's not just a cursory record either. He had a lot of assists, and he was not just an okay point guard. He was one of the best point guards in the conference, and you know, he and Danny Ainge playing at BYU back in the day, they had some great mano a mano duels, and I know Danny Ainge went on to have a better basketball career than Tony Sr. did.
I think we all know who won.
But I suffice to say who had the better baseball career, right?
I would say better professional career. Well, Hall of Fame puts you up.
Yeah, Danny Ainge was a really good player for the Celtics back in the 80s. Don't shortchange Danny Ainge. He was part of a lot of championship teams with Larry Bird and with Robert Parrish and Kevin McHale. Ainge was a heck of a good player, but Tony held his own against Danny Ainge in their head-to-head battles on the basketball floor. So he was that good of an athlete. And, of course, as the story goes, and we're going to get to your phone calls here, but Bobby Meacham is the guy that everybody owes a big thanks to. Now, Bobby Meacham went on to be a first base coach with the Padres many years ago, maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago, and had a career in the major leagues. But he was an All-American player at San Diego State, talking to Coach Dietz one day, and Tony Gwynn walked by the office, and Bobby Meacham said, "Hey, isn't that Tony Gwynn?" And Jim Dietz said, "Yeah."
I find this story so crazy.
And Bobby Meacham said, "Man, I didn't know he was on the team. That's great." And Jim Dietz said, "No, he's not. He's just here to play basketball." And Bobby Meacham's like, "What?
Huh?
Like, you got to get him on the baseball team. I played against this guy in tournaments. He's one of the best hitters I've ever seen." Jim Dietz took the advice, and the rest is history, as they say. All right, 3:05 is the time. We got our daily gambit coming up a little bit later. We'll have some Chris versus the fans. We'll do our Big Five. Tony will rejoin us for that. And again, one more thanks to Jorge Alfaro for joining us to talk about his Mother's Day walk-off heroic home run yesterday. All right, let's get out to some of your calls and some of your memories of Tony Gwynn on this birthday celebration. Eddie in Coronado, thanks for calling, Eddie.
Hi, guys. My late mom loved baseball as much as I do, and mom's favorite player was Tony Gwynn. So what did mom name our pet cat? She named the cat Tony, of course.
Pet cat there, Tony. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably, there, guys, and go Padres. There's probably a few cat Tonys in the 80s and 90s.
I'm sure.
You. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that, like, it was hard for me to understand just how much people loved Tony, you know, because, I mean, we just played with him. I mean, he was our guy. He was our teammate. He was our buddy. But for those out there, I mean, just who looked up to him, never got a chance to meet him. And that was the other thing we talked about in the first hour with Junior, is that even if you didn't get to meet him, you still felt like you kind of knew him, because that's how welcoming he was to the media, and an extension of the media to the fans.
I think that's one of the things, like, now that I've worked with Tony for 4 years, it's one of the things I'm bummed about is that I never got to meet his dad.
For sure.
But all the things that Tony has told us on and off the air over the years, I have I've had a picture painted of who he was, and it seems like it would have been pretty fun to meet him.
It would have. And one of the great compliments you can give to Tony Gwynn Jr. that I hear all the time from people who know that we do the show, this compliment I hear endlessly about Tony Gwynn Jr. is that he's just like his dad was.
Yeah.
That's about the nicest thing you can say about Tony Gwynn Jr. is that he's almost just as like his dad.
And
his dad was such a superior human being.
Yeah.
So to have that said about you, Tony Jr. ought to be very proud as well.
I think that's one of the biggest things I get from people I meet out and about, is that they tell me that sometimes when they're driving along in their car and Tony laughs, they get transported. It's like, whoa. Hey, where did that come from? And you just realize it's Tony Gwynn Jr.
Took me a good 9 months of this show to get past Junior laughing and me not being transported back to his dad.
Yeah.
Because I did coast a couple of shows with his dad.
Yeah.
Back in the day when he would come in and do some guest stuff. And, you know, he's always so great. All right, let's go out to Mark and back-to-back Coronado calls. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony Jr., I used to talk about your dad. I don't know. You maybe never heard. I was on the Larry King show like 150 times when Larry King.
The Larry King Show.
Open Phone America. Yeah. Okay. And he had Open Phone America. And, And I would talk with Steve from San Diego, and I'd talk about Tony Gwynn so much, and Larry King and I had a great joy talking about your dad. And anyways,
very cool.
I just want to say I'm so grateful that I got to watch your dad for his entire career. And I met him at spring training one time in Yuma, and it was blazing hot out there. I'm telling you, it was so hot. I was the only one standing at the batting cage when your dad was hitting baseball after baseball with the pitching machine.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was thinking, it's so hot out here. I'm hanging on the rails of the batting cage, and I'm the only one there. I'm thinking, I can't wait to get back to Motel 6 where the air conditioning is on. and your dad is pounding baseball after baseball. And he noticed I was there, but he was just working. He was working. And after he hit four in a row, just totally on the nose, I just went, whoa. And he looked up at me and gave me a wink of the eye and then went right back to work. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And Tony Gwynn Jr., do you remember your dad's hit?
Mark, unfortunately, yeah. Tony is doing other stuff, but I am going to play these stories for him. I'm going to send them to him. So he'll hear the story, but he's actually not with us right here at this moment.
Okay. Can I say a couple more things?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
I just wonder if you guys and Tony Gwynn Jr. remember Tony's hit off of Ryan Sandberg's glove in Game 5 against the Cubs. I think Tony later said it was the hardest ball he ever hit, and it was a base hit. Padres went on to win and go to the World Series against the Tigers in 1984. That was just amazing.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if anybody's mentioned this, number 19, Tony Gwynn's birthday, the Padres have 19 wins right now.
Ah, oh, very good, Mark. Very
look at
good.
That. Didn't even catch that.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Like that.
Appreciate
Thanks, Mark.
That. Hopefully after his birthday, they will have 20. I want to stay on 19, but that is
yeah.
an interesting
Today's
interesting
the
note.
Only day they can have 19, so
yes.
They have to get it to 20.
They have to get it to 20. You know, his hit off, Tony Sr. hit off Sandberg's glove. I mean, that was the biggest blow of that ball game in Game 5 on that Sunday afternoon. And, Padres were down 3-0 in that ball game early. Came back in the sixth inning, a couple of guys on, and Tony got the smash. Sandberg was the MVP that year, the Cubs second baseman, but he could not flag that ball down. Tony hit it so hard, and it went out into right center field. Alan Wiggins raced all the way around for the go-ahead run, and the Padres went on to the 6-3 victory. That was the afternoon that Tim Flannery hit the ground ball that rolled under the glove of Leon Durham at first base, and many Cub fans feel like it was the curse continuing. It is kind of ironic that not ironic, Kathy mentioned this earlier, but the fact that they're playing the Cubs tonight.
Yeah.
I think it's a good touch that they're playing the Cubs tonight on his birthday, because the attachment to Padres-Cubs definitely makes you think of that 1984 playoff for sure. Mark, very good phone call. Let's get to Scott out there on Gwynn and Chris. Scott, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing phenomenal. Thanks.
Thank you.
I hate to follow a guy that did 150 stints on Larry King, but
you've now done a couple of stints on Gwynn and Chris. That's got to be something.
Right.
So I'm one of those guys that the multitudes that enjoy listening to you guys, but don't generally get the chance to pick up the phone. And I'll echo all the sentiments that everybody has been saying about Tony Sr. and Tony Jr. All through the day. I got into San Diego pretty much the same time as Tony, and had we're about a year difference in age, so a whole lifetime experience for myself, and then also for my kids getting the chance to meet him out in spring training in Yuma and then in Phoenix. But I was actually wondering, I was going to try to get a chance to ask Tony, with him not being in with you guys right now, but I was going to ask him, throw the name of Steve Poltz at him. And I don't know if that rings a bell for you guys, but I'm sure it should for Tony.
Is that the? I'm gonna either sound correct or I'm gonna sound really.
Oh yeah,
silly
let's see
here.
Where this goes.
See a singer?
Yes. Steve Pulse will be on the air.
I pulled it out.
Dang it!
Yes, I do know. I do know Steve Pulse. I don't know him, but I know who you're talking about.
San Diego legend and now a Nashville legend and a huge lifetime Padres fan. But he wrote a song called "Hey Hey Number 19."
Okay.
It should at least be on your bumper music since your guys, I'm not calling in to say DJ play a song for me, but
yes, Graby.
The song is phenomenal, and my little league kindergarten and first grade grandkids will regularly play that on my music and are able to sit there and tell you that Tony had 3,141 hits, or he played for 20 seasons or whatever, because they've sang that song so many times. But
say the name of the song again.
Phenomenal. Hey, Hey, Number 19.
All right.
It's a phenomenal tribute to Tony. And
Steve, was Steve's Pulse, P-O-L-T-Z, wasn't it? Something like that?
Yep.
Maybe Scraby can look it up.
And as a side, I'm not managing for Steve Pulse, but you ever see him come to town, you won't see a better show.
No, he's awesome.
Catching him live,
he's absolutely awesome.
But
I've heard him on the radio.
But I'm telling you
times.
What, that if anybody doesn't, if you don't get a chance to get that on or play any part of that today, anybody out there listening should put it on, listen, and should be played regularly, not just on his birthday. But
I have faith that Scraby's going to find it somehow, some way. We'll stick around and find out.
It shouldn't be hard to find, and it's a joy.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Anthem to him, and put it into the birthday rotation if nothing else. And
absolutely.
Thank you, Scott.
Very good phone call, Scott. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll take a quick timeout. Scraby will effort to find that. We'll take more of your phone calls about the legend of Tony Gwynn Sr. on his birthday. Padres and Cubs coming up a little bit later tonight as Gwynn and Chris continues here on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I could give you three.
thanks to Scott out there for telling us to track that song down. That's Steve Poltz and the song he wrote about Tony Gwynn. Hey, hey, 19. Scraby, I knew you'd find it.
It's
there's nothing that can escape you.
No, there is. But this is a pretty good song.
Of course it is. Steve Poltz is a great singer-songwriter.
As soon as I hit play, I was like, I can get behind this.
Turn up a little bit.
Hey, hey, number 19. Running in the right field, grass so green.
I love it.
Running in the right field, grass so green.
Yes.
I'm talking about Tony.
Tony Gwynn?
I gotta send this to Tony Gwynn Jr. See if he's ever heard it before.
Oh,
I'm sure
God,
he has.
He's had to have heard that for sure. But yeah, definitely send him a copy. We are back on Gwynn and Chris. That is the name of this show. 3:23 is the time. Chris Hello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Of course, Tony Gwynn Jr., co-host of the program. He's out at Petco Park getting ready for not only tonight's ball game between the Padres and Cubs, which he will call along with Bob Scanlon here on 97.3 The Fan beginning at 6:40, but Tony also taking part in the pregame ceremonies with his mother. Alicia Gwynn is going to throw out the first pitch. His sister, Anisha, is going to sing the national anthem tonight, and everybody in attendance out there is going to receive the Tony Gwynn number 19 shirt jersey. So it's going to be a big night, and the Padres are going to take on the Chicago Cubs, try to keep on rolling along to this great start of the 2022 season. We're going to take more phone calls. Your thoughts on anything Padres, anything Tony Gwynn related, more than happy to allow you to share those with us right now. Let's go to Mario in National City on Gwynn and Chris. Hi, Mario.
Hey, good afternoon, man. I had a great time at the ball game yesterday.
Good. Oh, yeah, I'm glad you made it to the end.
Did you stay till the end?
I stayed to the end.
All right.
That's the plan. Attaboy, Mario.
But better than that, I was walking by the broadcast booth, and Tony Jr. was preparing for the day. And all I said was, hey, Tony. And he looked at me, and he acknowledged me, man. That was really good, man. Tony raised a good son.
He definitely did.
He does make a good son. That's a great, great way of putting it, Mario. It's like we said earlier, that's the greatest compliment that Tony Gwynn Jr. could get, is that he's so much like his dad. And he truly is. He's able to light up when people walk by and say hi to him.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I are kind of, we're just like curmudgeons, you and me. So when we
speak
see
for yourself.
Oh, we are.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, you're a curmudgeon.
I am a ball of joy everywhere I go.
All right. That's why when people are walking towards us and we're doing a broadcast, you always look at me and go, uh-oh. Why do you do that? Because you're such a ball of joy?
Yes.
No, because you're a curmudgeon. But then they come by, they say hello, and then Tony brightens up and welcomes them over, and everybody's always happy that
and
they
I'm
came
like,
by to
ugh.
See us. And you're like, leave us alone.
I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Let's go to John, Gwynn and Chris. Chris Hello and the curmudgeon here on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, John. Hello?
John.
Hello? Hello? John.
Hey, John.
Hello?
There you are.
Yep, you're
What's
there.
Up?
What's up?
All right, guys. I didn't realize you were No one said anything to me, so I wasn't sure if I was on or not.
Oh, you're on.
Yes, you're on.
Okay, well, I've just been hearing all the Tony Gwynn stuff today, really been enjoying it. I love Tony Gwynn. My wife and I are going to the game tonight. I got my Gwynn jersey on. He's always been my favorite player since I was probably 7 years old.
Hmm.
And,
you're going to have two Gwynn jerseys after tonight.
Got a bit of
tweet
talking about him. Yeah. So basically the story I had, I met him once, but when he did a public autograph thing, but I didn't really get to talk to him. But
right.
So years earlier when I met my wife, through a video dating service.
Okay.
This is before the internet, all that stuff.
I remember
all right,
back.
All right.
I remember
video.
Back in the dark ages.
Right. So I had, and one of the questions they asked me was, who's your personal hero? And I mentioned it was Tony Gwynn. Not just because he was a great baseball player, because he was such a loyal guy, stuck with San Diego his whole career, even though he probably could have gone somewhere for a lot more money, and just the things that he did locally and how great of a person he was.
Got that right.
And it just, that was the thing that caught my wife's attention and really made her want to go out with the first time. So I
wow.
can kind of say I owe my marriage to Tony Gwynn.
Wow, that is a great story.
Well, that is a great story, John, but I'm sure you're a tremendous guy. Your wife chose wisely, but That is interesting that she was taken
I'm curious. What about that made her interested in you? I don't know.
She liked the fact that I said that he was my personal hero, but not just because he was a great baseball player, but because his loyalty and how great he was with the community and how great of a family man he was.
That's the kind of guy he was. Your wife figured if you were a fan of that, maybe you were that kind of guy too.
I was just asking because I'm taking notes for my dating profile right now.
Start putting that on your date profile.
my hero is going to be Tony Gwynn Senior.
Because he acted just like I do.
Yes. A philanthropist.
Do you have to tell the truth on those? On those forms, Scraby?
Yeah, I tend to want to tell the truth on those. John, thank you for the
phone
call.
John, thanks so much. That was a good story. I appreciate that. And best of luck to you and wife. Enjoy the game tonight. Let's get to Gary out there in San Diego.
Gary!
Welcome to Gwynn and Chris. Hi, Gary.
Hey!
I knew it was Gary.
There he is. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, I just wanted to share. I just will recap one of mine. He had my sister-in-law passed away several years ago. Ed had met him. We had met him as a family, and he was so nice, and he didn't have the right pen. He actually went back to his locker to go get a pen to sign a ball for. That was really cool.
Yeah.
And the only other thing I was thinking about, do you remember a Mets reliever by the name of David West?
David West. I don't remember that name.
Man, if Chris is stumped, that is...
Mets reliever, that's a tough one. But I'll go ahead.
He was a prized, I guess at the time, he was a prized reliever. I just remember the starter getting yanked somewhere around July, August of 87. And he comes in here, there's this big kid, and I think there were two men on. Here comes Tony, first pitch he saw out of there, and it reminded me of yesterday how I said, this is shaping up to be a Crash Davis moment. I said, if he throws me that curveball, I'm going to take him downtown, and he did.
Yeah.
I just smelled it. I just didn't know what it was.
Well, that's the same thing that Tony Jr. said today, was that he just kind of felt like a home run was coming yesterday. It was kind of weird. So there
and,
it was.
And just remember the other song about Tony Gwynn that nobody thinks about. It really wasn't about him, but Steely Dan, Hey 19.
Hey 19 by Steely Dan. Yeah, that isn't about Tony Gwynn, but it could be. It could be.
Thank you, Gary.
Good phone call. Thank you. Appreciate that. David West pitched for the Mets and the Phillies and Twins in a nondescript career from 1987 to 1998. So that's a little... I looked him up because I didn't remember.
I can't believe we don't know of him.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
There's one baseball player out there that I've never heard of
before. Upset by this.
Sorry about
that,
Scraby. Let me get to Scott in Rancho Bernardo. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for the vine to talk about Tony.
Of course. Anytime.
Two quick stories. I was a vendor for Servomation in 80, 81, 82 in high school. And we always gathered at Jack Murphy, not the later Qualcomm. We got to meet down in the tunnel waiting for us to get called into the stadium. All the players parked in that area and walked in. Kurt Bavacqua, I remember, he always talked to us. But Tony was just a rook. Matter of fact, I think Robert Tucker was still playing right.
Yeah, 82 was his first year. He didn't come up until July, so.
He always talked to us, vendors. And that voice, distinctive Tony voice, he was so cool. He'd come by, hey, guys, how you doing? We all said, Tony. You know, some of the players would ignore us and buzz right by. The other is my oldest brother played for UCSD, double hitter. And back in the day, UCSD's field was out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's all built up, hospitals around it. And it was a tough place to hit home runs. It was a big field, a big left field. Hit three home runs. His last one, he was fooled on a curveball, like he poked it and knocked it over the left field fence.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing batter. And living in North County, Penasquitas, Rancho Bernardo, I did have the good fortune to bump into him occasionally. And he was just such a nice guy. And all the credit to Tony Jr. That's tough to live in a city where your dad's a huge figure. It's a big shadow. and he does it so well too. And so props to Tony Jr. too.
No question, Scott. Perfectly said. Tony Gwynn Sr. hit 135 career home runs. He could have hit more. Would have sacrificed a little batting average, but he certainly had the power. Just ask David Wells about that shot off the facing of Yankee Stadium in the World Series. All right, we'll take more phone calls. Why not? It's Tony Gwynn Sr.'s birthday, celebrating here today. We'll sneak a little Daily Gambit news in when we come back as well. Still ahead, Chris versus the fans, your chance to win a qualification for a trip to Las Vegas. Want to give you that opportunity. And earlier, Tony Gwynn Jr. and I visited with Jorge Alfaro. If you missed any part of that interview, you get a chance to listen in on that as well. So stick with us, Gwynn and Chris. A couple of hours to go ahead of Padre Baseball on 97.3 The Fan. All right, it's quite the weekend in the sports world, so we welcome you back to the Monday edition of Gwynn and Chris. 3:39 is the time, and if you're online, stick around. Take some more calls here in just a minute. Talk about the life and times of Tony Gwynn on his would be his 62nd birthday. To Padres celebrating out at Petco Park tonight, prior to tonight's game against the Chicago Cubs. But just for a second, talk about that Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
Oh, Scraby, yeah.
Unbelievable result there. Of course, by the name of Rich Strike coming out of, you talk about nowhere. There was 20 horses in the field. This horse was the 20th selection on the odds.
That's crazy.
Longest shot in the field. As a matter of fact, wasn't even supposed to be in the race. There was a horse that dropped out the day before.
Wow.
That opened up a spot for Rich Strike just to get into the race. And ends up winning at 80-1 odds and shocking the horse racing world.
In the Daily Gambit, I'm going to tell you.
Victory on the Kentucky Derby.
I'm going to tell you all the numbers and the details on how much you could have won. But tell me, Chris, since you're a horse guy here on the show, how does a horse that came out of nowhere do what it did on the final stretch? It just ran past every other horse.
What happened in this race, and again, this is, you know, I'm not the all-time horse guy.
No, but you understand it more than I do.
What happened here was that there was a record-setting pace. The first half mile of the race was run faster than any first mile in Kentucky Derby history.
Wow.
All right, so they went out way too fast. And as it turned out, that tired out 19 of the 20 horses. And, you know, Rich Strike's style was to be able to sit there off that fast pace and have enough left and just pass all these tired horses coming down the stretch. I mean, it was a pretty beautiful ride, weaving in and out of traffic, but that's basically what happened. And it's not to say the Rich Strike shouldn't have been, you know, wiped out by that fast pace too, but normally what happens is the favorites try to stay closer to the lead and they got burned out. They got burned out, and that opened it up for a long shot to come picking off these horses down the stretch, and that's exactly what Rich Strike did.
If you watched that video, have you seen the video from the blimp that is shooting down, and they have
it was unbelievable how horse just weaved in and out of
all
kinds
of horses. Because they start the video as they're coming around to the final stretch, and you're looking at it like, I know this horse wins, but how does this horse win?
How is it going to get there? But, it was a beautiful ride. The jockey did a great job, and a lot of tired horses. And Rich Strike was able to pass everybody for a stunning Kentucky Derby result on Saturday. That's going to lead us to a quick check of our Daily Gambit. And we'll do that after we check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, The Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. And stay right there on the phones. We're going to get back to you as soon as we are done with our Daily Gambit. So, Chris, let me tell you about this, all the numbers you need to know about Rich Strike's win. So, if you were someone who was going to bet a superfecta, do you know what that is off the top of your head? I know you do.
Pick the first four horses
in order.
Yeah.
So if you were to pick
the first four horses in order.
In order.
Kidding? Yeah, good luck with that.
So you would have to pick Rich Strike, which no one probably picked Rich Strike to win.
No.
Rich Strike, and then you would have to pick Epicenter, who was the favorite to win, and then Zandon, who was third place, and then Simplification was in fourth place at 35-1. So you'd have to pick all of those horses in order, and if you were to put down a $1 bet,
you could retire.
No, actually you can't. You would win $321,500.10.
Yeah, that's nice, but nobody did that.
So. No one did that. The only reason they're publishing
it's really nice to know that since no one did it.
Yeah, but that is insane to
that's
do something
crazy.
Like that.
I mean, the horse paid just $2 to win was $162.
That's
and I was
crazy.
I was thinking about that. If you were the owner of the horse or the trainer, or maybe you were a friend of the owner's, and you said, you know what, I want a keepsake.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet a $2 ticket in the Kentucky Derby on this horse to win. Would you keep the keepsake and frame it, or would you turn it in for your $162?
If I'm buying a ticket and I know the guy, I'm thinking I'm okay. I can have that $162.
You're going to take the money.
No, I'm going to take the ticket.
You would keep the ticket and like
if it was frame like $1,000, no, I'm turning that ticket in.
But if you got a $2 ticket, like some people still have the ticket on Secretariat to win the Kentucky Derby.
Well, that's probably going to be
like an awesome keepsake.
I was
going
to say that's going to be something that's worth a lot of money one day.
Yeah, this probably won't be worth a lot of money one day. But
yeah,
it's one of the longest shots ever to win the Kentucky Derby.
That was
sure.
It was really fun to watch. I was really pumped up about it.
Amazing.
Actually. All right, let's go into our bets from over the weekend. We did the Yu Darvish strikeout line, which was 6.5, and both of us said he was going to be over on Friday night against the Miami Marlins. He did not complete this bet because he only had 3 strikeouts, but it doesn't matter. He went 7 innings and the Padres get the win. Now
I'll take that.
Yes.
The win.
Now, I heard this guy's name pronounced so many different ways, but I think it's Sandy Alcantara.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the pitcher on Friday night. His line was over 5.5 strikeouts, over under. Chris, you said over. I said under. He just came in under. He had 5. He needed one more for you to be the winner.
Strikeouts are starting to dip a little bit from
yes.
earlier in the season when everyone was striking out quite a bit more.
Everyone was.
Yeah.
Then we made a bet on the NBA game from Friday night, the Suns at the Mavs, and the Mavericks were favored by a single point in this game. You chose the Mavericks, Chris. I chose the Suns. You were correct because the Mavs won 103-94 in that game.
And the Mavericks won again yesterday. So all of a sudden, that series is tied at 2. I must say I'm very surprised after the way the first 2 games of that series went.
And then we bet on the Heat and the Sixers. Same thing, Chris. Sixers have fought their way back in this one. Yep. And the Heat were 1.5-point favorites on the road. Both of us chose the Heat, and both of us were way wrong because the Sixers won 99-79.
Yeah, well, Joel Embiid I didn't think was going to play at the time we made the bet.
Yeah.
So that I kind of get a I think we both get a bit of a mulligan on that.
Okay.
One.
How about Joel this one?
Philadelphia is obviously slightly better when Joel Embiid plays, as they've showed in the last two games.
How about this one? Do we get a mulligan on the Edmonton Oilers at the LA Kings on Friday night?
No, we just were rooting for the Kings against hope.
Both of us
picked
the Kings on the money line, plus 125. Edmonton crushed 8-2.
Yes, but the Kings did come back and win game 4-0. Mm. So give them credit, man. They gave up 8 goals in game 3. They gave up none in game 4.
That's true.
And so the Kings have tied that series 2-2. They still have a shot in that Stanley Cup get-together.
All right, last one that we bet on on Friday was the Carolina Hurricanes at the Boston Bruins. The Bruins, I chose on the money line. You chose the Hurricanes, and the Bruins win 4-2.
Oh, a victory for you.
Yeah.
And the Bruins also have evened that series at 2 apiece. So Stanley Cup playoffs first round, almost all of the series are 2-2 or 2-1.
Yeah. They've
been very, very competitive. The only series that is one-sided right now, Colorado's ahead of Nashville 3-0.
I have a little bit of news on Bob Melvin that we will share with you in just one second. Dennis Lynn tweeting something out here in the last 20 minutes, so I'll bring that
to
you.
Okay, we'll get that to you. Don't forget.
I will not forget. I have it right here in front of me. Mackenzie Gore, his strikeout line tonight is over under 5.5 strikeouts, Chris.
I think he'll break it. The Cubs are terrible, so I'm going to go with Mackenzie Gore here. He's been throwing a lot of pitches, though. He's been much better, obviously. He's been his ERA is terrific. 100 pitches, though, through 6 innings. See if he can get the pitch count down a little bit tonight. I still think he'll get his 5.5 strikeouts, so that's... You know what? I'm thinking it over. I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
Yeah, I'm going to go no.
All right, I'm going to say yes because the Cubs are struggling.
That's true.
And they just came off of playing the Dodgers at home. They had to do the flying thing across the country.
They did.
So, excuse me, I'm going to choose over.
Eat one of my energy bars?
No, I don't know what happened. It just came out of nowhere.
Usually
Kyle Hendricks.
That happens to me.
Over, under 3.5. I'm up first, and I know he's a slow pitcher, right? He throws it slow.
Yeah, he's not a...
He's a location guy. He's a pitcher,
location,
not a thrower.
Yes, and he hasn't had the same command so far this year.
All right, I'm going to go under then.
I'm going to go under, too. He's only been getting 1 or 2 strikeouts a game.
All right.
So far
now,
this season.
Here's our crazy prop bet for the game tonight, and it will be Mackenzie Gore 7+ strikeouts. Plus Manny Machado to have a home run and San Diego to win. That will net you +925 on this one. Chris, you are up. Mackenzie Gore, 7+ strikeouts. Manny Machado has a home run and the Padres win. All three things need to happen.
Manny's going to hit a home run. Padres are going to win. Gore's going to come up short because he's not going to stay around the game long enough.
So no, you will not take this bet.
I think 2 of those 3 things will happen. Man, he's so locked in right now.
Yeah,
he's
going to hit
those off-speed pitches to right center field.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes. I think Mackenzie Gore has another nice
8
night.
8 strikeouts?
I think he's going to have a... No, I think he just needs 7.
Oh, you said 7.5.
7+ strikeouts.
Oh, 7+. All
yes.
Right. I'll still say no.
All right, here's a 3-game parlay, all on the money line. The Dodgers over the Pirates, the A's over the Tigers, and the Phillies over the Mariners. All those teams that I just said are on the road. Will I take this bet? It will get you +495. The A's are really bad. They're going to lose this one, so I'm going to say no. Chris?
I'll say yes.
All right, you'll see us.
Yeah, Phillies come up with a big win. The Mariners have been scuffling a little bit here. Dodgers are a sure thing, so that only leaves one.
All right.
I'll take it.
2 more left. Grizzlies and Warriors tonight from San Francisco. Warriors are 10-point favorites. I don't think Ja Morant is playing.
Doesn't look like he's going to play. Last report said it's unlikely. The coach, Memphis Grizzlies, saying that it's unlikely Ja Morant is going to play. Warriors won the last game by 30.
Yeah.
Don't expect that to happen again. Memphis plays a lot better than people think without Ja Morant. But this is the playoffs, and there's just no way without him they stay within 10. I'll take the Warriors.
Take the Warriors. a lot of people are saying that that play by Jordan Poole was kind of dirty.
It wasn't.
I don't really see what
he
did.
I didn't see how it was dirty. I mean, the guy fumbled the ball. It got knocked away. They both went back to try and get it.
Grabbed his knee, kind of.
I
don't think he was bending his knee in a way that should have hurt him.
I agree. I didn't see anything dirty about that play. But, if you're Memphis, you're grasping at anything right now. Your best player got hurt and is going to miss a game. So
it's very true.
It's a big deal.
All right, we both take the Warriors there. That is a huge deal. That's basically their whole team. The Celtics and the Bucks. It's a one-point favorite on Milwaukee's side, and the Celtics are on the road. Yeah. I will say the Bucks are going to take care of business.
I will say this. The Celtics got hosed a little bit out of Game 3. The refs missed a call at the end of the game. Should have awarded Marcus Smart 3 free throws. He could have tied the game had he been awarded that. They only gave him 2 free throws. He made the free throw and then missed the second one. They end up losing by 2. But having said that, these are the NBA champion Bucks. They're at home. I only have to give 1 point. That's too good to pass up. I'll take the Bucks.
All right, me too. And that is it for the Daily Gambit for today. Now, I have this Bob Melvin news once I get rid of the music over here.
Please give it to me.
And
I'm waiting on pins and needles.
It's not terrible, but it's not great. It's not great.
What is it?
Dennis Lynn tweeted, Bob Melvin is dealing with some gastrointestinal issues and could miss at least a few games, including tonight's. Bench coach Ryan Christensen will be out as will be the acting manager while Melvin. Why can't I read? While Melvin is out.
Would you like to attempt that again?
Yeah, let me try
that
again,
a little
please.
Smoother.
Yeah,
right, welcome back to the program. Scraby's got a quick update on Padres skipper Bob Melvin.
Yeah, Dennis Lynn tweeting earlier today, Bob Melvin is dealing with some gastrointestinal issues and could miss at least a few games, including tonight's. Bench coach Ryan Christensen will again be the acting manager while Melvin is out.
All right. Well, let's just wish the best for Bob Melvin, a speedy recovery. Hopefully he'll be okay.
Yes.
Padres will have to play in his absence for the next couple of days. But Padres are doing all right. Coming off that dramatic win yesterday on Mother's Day over the Miami Marlins. 19-10. The last time they had a record that good through 29 games, they were 20-9. And that was 1998. And we all know what happened that season.
Yes, we do.
Just saying.
Yes, we do.
Just saying. All right, we got a lot of people online want to share Tony Gwynn Sr. stories. What do you want to do, Scrib? You want to just share stories, or do you want to – because we have
It's only one time a year.
That's right. It's one time a year that we share Tony Gwynn Sr. stories. It's his birthday today. So if you're online, we will take a quick break. We're at the top of the hour, but we will get to everybody's phone call that is online right now in lieu of Chris versus the fans today. So stick around for that. Stay there on the phones. We'll talk with you next when Gwynn and Chris comes back after this short break. And
I can tell you
what
that this last hour that you listened to was brought to you by Department of Healthcare Services. Visit calhope.org. The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions and worries we have. CalHope can help you with free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Thank you, Scraby.
Thanks.
You read that much better than you did Dennis Lynn's
ever
tweet.
Ever since you gave me the ability to go back in time, I've been reading okay.
Much better. All right, we'll come back with more of your phone calls as Gwynn and Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.